Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello, and welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie. As always, it is my pleasure to be here with you for the top of our roaring fire. Hoping that it's finding you wonderfully well. Listen to this. We are all working to log in. Pretty warm in our area of the world. That fire makes it seem even warmer. Well, hi, and welcome back, or welcome to Spark Radio. It's Ms. Melanie. And tonight, I'm going to share a couple more education learning resources to build on what we talked about last week, and then spend some time talking about sparks for great listening, and particularly the new book by Al Ritter, The 100-0 Principle, The Secret of Great Relationships. Well, for some reason, I didn't like that sign-in process. So let's see if we can make this work this time. So hopefully, if you listened to the last segment, you had some time this past week to go out and take a look at some different learning sites, resource sites, education.com or worksheets.com, excuse me, and Jane's pick of the day, Jane Hart, shares a technology resource every day for training or learning, and she has a site, C4LPT, Learning Center for Learning and Performance Technologies, so it's C4LPT. .com. She's out of the UK. Many, many, many great resources there. And that's C4LPT.com. And she shared a site called Live Binders. It's L-I-V, as in Victor, E, Live Binders, B as in boy, I, N as in Nancy, D as in dog, ERS.com. And LiveBinders.com is a way, it's a free site. You can organize resources in a binder, a digital binder, and you can make them public if you like. And teachers are out there sharing curriculum. People have recipe collections. It's a great resource, so I invite you to check that one out as well. So hopefully you've had some time to explore, to learn. Some of you may have gotten to Dream U Camp last week with amazing speakers on board. So you can check out Marcia Weider's site at Dream University or Dream U Camp. It's a pleasure, as always, to be with you and to share some more amazing sparks to help you create the life that you desire with the best brain that you could possibly have. That's my passion, is to share what I learned about making the most of having your best brain at work, at school, and at home as a parent, because we are our kids' first teachers, truly, or in our professions. I'm excited there's a new book that I've ordered by David Rock called Your Brain at Work. I'm excited for that one to arrive. I'm sure we'll be hearing about that in a future segment. So working on getting a July lineup of guests, because you've had me for the past couple of months just sharing resources and strategies with you. So I'd like to share some of my friends and colleagues and their resources with you as well. So tonight, I've got to figure out where that chat went. I don't know if it's not listening to my little clicks as we go through. There we are. Everything's taking double clicking tonight. It is a beautiful summer evening here in the Midwest United States. Our temperatures are finally a little below normal in the Fahrenheit range, in the upper 70s and low 80s Fahrenheit. Interestingly, for the month of June, today was our third consecutive day of sunshine, and in order to find the last three consecutive days of sunshine, we went back to May 29th, 30th, and 31st. It's been a very wet June here, and we've been very lucky. We've had minimal flooding, so that's good. Some low-lying areas, some ditches. The rivers have been pretty good in most areas. There have been some areas of flooding, though. Very minor compared to the flood of 2008 for most of us. So that's good. And I hope that you are choosing to enjoy whatever weather you're experiencing right now, because we need a little bit of everything in order to make the cycle work. And remember the power of choosing your perspective. So you can choose that joy and gratitude. How effective are you as a listener? There's that saying that says we have two ears and one mouth, use proportionately. And yet, most of us do not listen, truly listen, twice as much as we talk. Because think about a recent conversation that you had today. While the other person was talking, were you truly listening to them? Or were you thinking about your next task, how long they were talking, if they'd hurry up? Were you trying to figure out what you would say to counter whatever they were saying, or another story to support what they were saying? Because the challenge is people only talk at several hundred words a minute. We can actually be thinking up to 1,000-plus words a minute. So we get bored, and it's challenging to focus, so we start thinking. And that inner voice starts yammering along, la-la-la-la-la-la-la. And we really are missing a good part of what people are saying. So truly, while listening is an extremely valuable skill, it is a skill that is rarely taught, unfortunately. When was the last time you practiced listening just to practice listening? Listening for key ideas. Listening for feelings. Listening through static, background noise. There are several categories of listening. You can have what's called passive listening, where you're only sort of there. Active listening is a process that includes acknowledging with nonverbals and mm-hmms and ah-has. And the second step of active listening is paraphrasing, where you summarize back to the person what they just told you, which confirms to both the listener or the speaker and you, the listener, that you indeed got the right ideas and right concepts. And the third step of active listening is empathizing, and that's where you give back to the speaker the content plus the emotion that they are expressing. And none of that involves our ideas, our advice, our commentary. It's all focused on the speaker. And interestingly, if you practice that in your next conversation, the acknowledging, the eye contact, head nodding, nonverbals, where you're really focusing your attention visually to the speaker, and paraphrase back. And it can start with a phrase such as, so you're saying that there is a problem when you're braking the van, that there seems to be a squeak. Well, then they can say yes, or, well, not really a squeak, but maybe something different. So you don't need to use the exact words back to them, but you can if it's something you want to be absolutely sure that you've got it exactly correct. And in the book, The 100-0 Principle, The Secret of Great Relationships, listening is a key. This book is available at Simple SimpleTruths.com. It's not available in any bookstore, just through Simple Truths, and I'm excited to become an affiliate with them. I love their material, and one of my goals is to publish a book with Simple Truths, probably something related to mind magic for your best brain at work, school, and home. So in the concept of 100-0, the idea is if you approach your relationships that 100% is what you're going to give and expect 0% in return, no expectations, to notice the amazing difference that it can make. And how judging fits in, listening fits in. The table of contents in 100-0 principle, chapter 1 is action plus relationships equal results. So if people are just focusing on action but missing the relationships, much less successful. Chapter 2, how the 100-0 principle works. Chapter 3, all or nothing. Chapter 4, listen to this. Chapter 5, it's not who you know, it's how you know them. Chapter 6, it really works. Chapter 7, it doesn't take two to tango. Chapter 8, the new you. Chapter 9, it takes heart. This is a 210 copyright. I think this is one of the newest books available at Simple Truth. I read it today, so it's fresh in my mind to share some ideas with you, because we all have relationships in our life, with family, with coworkers, with vendors, with customers. So if we can improve that. And so if you think about your reactions when you're communicating with people, sometimes, and the reaction is key. It seems automatic. It happens. It's a reaction. Sometimes involves, often involves judgment. And results in often unsatisfactory or ineffective communication. An alternate response, and Al Ritter, the author, suggests you keep two keys in mind, awareness and choice. One of my favorite cartoons to use in seminars and with clients is the phrase, awareness leads to choice. You're not able to choose what you don't know exists. So awareness leads to choice. So take a breath. And just think about choices that you have when you are in a conversation. So we often don't think that we have choices. But if we're thoughtful, we really are aware of what the other person is communicating, and realize that we can choose a response to release judgment, be conscious and intentional. That makes a world of difference. And the author challenges you to determine who's in charge, your automatic thoughts and judgments, or are you in charge of your responses? Take personal responsibility. Brian Tracy is quoted in the book as saying 80% of life satisfaction comes from meaningful relationships. And back to that idea of actions plus relationships equals results. In Mr. Ritter's work with leaders and teams over the past 20 years as a consultant, and he's come to fully appreciate the importance of relationships, that there's an equal commitment to both. Action and relationships, never compromising one for the other, is a key to big success. Action and results, pretty clear, but relationships and results can be tricky to measure and assess, and often we don't. And he also talks about great coaches and a lesson on relationships. and two coaches. Red Auerbach, former coach of the Boston Celtics, winner of 9 NBA championships, and John Wooden, former coach at UCLA and winner of 10 NCAA championships, were asked the secret to their masterful success. Their answers? Most average and even good coaches have a clear commitment to winning results. We, on the other hand, also have that commitment to winning. But we have an equal commitment to rapport and chemistry, relationship, and we never compromised one for the other. That's what made us and our teams successful. So if you think about the relationships, there's a Chinese proverb that says, life is an echo. What you send out comes back. So it may be counterintuitive. And the idea that the 100-0 principle can work. You take full responsibility of the 100 for the relationship and expect nothing to zero in return. Do whatever you can to make the relationship work. Respect the person. Be kind to the other person, whether or not they deserve it. Step one. Step two, do not expect anything in return. Step three, do not allow anything the other person says or does to affect you. Don't take the bait, says the author. Step four, be persistent with graciousness and kindness. Often we quit too soon, especially when others don't respond in the same way. Remember the zero. Expect nothing in return. So one of the pieces I really want to focus on is the listening and how we can practice improving our listening. Jack Canfield, excuse me, who co-wrote the Chicken Soup series and has been very involved in self-esteem work since the, I think, late 70s, early 80s, is quoted as saying, if we're not a little uncomfortable every day, we're not growing. All the good stuff is outside our comfort zone. So we're asking you to stretch in this segment, a spark, to think about what can you do differently to be a more effective listener in the next week ahead. And I know, you know, I asked at the top of the show to think about how effective you are as a listener. And, well, let's just see, because most people think they're pretty good. Let's try something. What if I were to ask you to solve a problem for me? And I don't think you need a pencil and paper. I think you can just do it mentally as we go. So here we are. You ready? Take a deep breath. Let it out. Another deep breath. And let it out. Here is your question. You are a bus driver who goes out in the morning to pick up children to go to school. It's a beautiful summer, or almost summer day. It's springtime, the leaves are green, birds are singing. It's a wonderful morning. So as you take the bus out of the garage, you turn right to begin your route. And this is a small community, a rural community, and so you head north out of town, about 9.3 miles or kilometers, we won't have to change them, 9.3 units, to make your first pickup of three children, two boys and one girl. Next, you turn left, heading west, for 1.7 miles. And as you're traveling that 1.7 miles, you notice a beautiful herd of deer grazing on the hillside. You make your next stop, and you pick up the Hansen children, twin girls, beautiful gold hair and pretty blue dresses today. You continue heading west another 2 miles and stop to pick up the Jacob's boy. He's about 12, loves football, always has a good joke for you. Then you turn right for a little jog north around a windy road, very slow speed limit, 10 miles an hour. And you're going to go about 1.3 miles to pick up the Crew family of 5 children, ages 6 to 13. And they have 3 boys and 2 girls. Then you're going to continue north for about another 0.4 miles, and then you're going to turn right and head east. And after you've gone about 3.2 miles, the beautiful, beautiful Riley Farm. Very large red historic barn, beautiful big two-story farmhouse, and wonderful corn and soybean crops going into the ground. As you're waiting, the children in the bus decide to sing a song. They decide to sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat, and you sing right along. The Riley children finally arrive. They happen to have triplets, 3 boys. And you continue east for another 4.7 miles, and you drop off those wonderful children at school. So here's my question for you. How old is the bus driver? So if you're listening live and you want to put a guess in the chat room, please do. And as always, you can call and reach us at 347-215-8390. Now, often when I use this particular activity, people will say, well, you didn't tell us how old the bus driver was. They could tell me how many miles we went. They could tell me how many boys, how many girls. And yet, I really did tell you how old the bus driver was. We are trained to listen for certain things. Said it was an activity, don't think I used the word puzzle. Said I didn't think you needed a pencil and paper, so I set you up. And when I started with the numbers, most people start adding, thinking that they're going to have to tell me how many miles were traveled or how many boys and girls there were. And some of you probably have figured out the age of the bus driver. My answer for that question would be 49. Your answer for that question would be your age, because at least 17 times, as I told you that story, I said the word you or your. You take, you're a bus driver. You take your bus out. You turn north. You. So we can have interference in our listening based on patterns that we anticipate. And when we anticipate the question we're going to be asked, rather than truly waiting, we can make erroneous assumptions. And this is a challenge. It's a great reminder of how sometimes we fall into that trap. We think we know what someone's going to say, so we really don't hear what they're saying because we know the point that they're going to get to eventually, or at least we think we do. When was the last time that you felt like someone truly, truly listened to you, truly heard what you were saying. Or did they interrupt, finish your sentences for you, and really didn't get what you were saying, or somewhat dismissive, or in the case sometimes of family, where they were in the television or the computer and they really didn't hear. So one of the frustrations that sometimes creeps in at our family is when I repeat things and people don't know what I said. So I'll say, what did I just say? Something about sa-da, and well, that was 2 points ago. So our general thumb is that when someone either says your name, you need to acknowledge that you hear them with a yes or what, and then after the comment, acknowledge that you heard it again. Okay, I'll take care of it. Something that says, I heard you, or I will take the garbage out in 10 minutes after I finish this. Otherwise, I say, I don't ever assume that you heard what I said. We do check-ins. And that's another good strategy, to check-in. The gift of listening is a wonderful gift. To truly, truly listen. And the author shares an example in the 100 Principle where someone had asked him to help make a decision. And they spent the hour together. It was a consulting arrangement, and she wanted coaching, not a problem. And most of the hour was really just listening to her concerns, acknowledging them with nonverbals and okay, I see. Very little talking was done by Mr. Ritter. At the end of the hour, she reached her clear conclusion, clear resolution. And she said, that was the best conversation I've had in a long time. I can't thank you enough. And all he did was listen. Take self-discipline to listen. It's challenging because we want to share our story because we think it will help them understand or give them another perspective. And so whenever I have an opportunity to help people in seminars or clients in coaching deal with listening, it's a great reminder for me to practice truly listening. And in the 100-0 principle, he talks about automatic listening and creative listening. Not listening at all is one form of automatic listening, or listening judgmentally is the other category he says is automatic. Is there a difference between how you listen to someone you really like and someone that you really don't like so much? The lens through which you hear, the filter through which you hear is different based on your feelings about the person. If you're listening for a flaw, that's an automatic response. You're waiting for, okay, where's the flaw in the argument? Thinking about how you're going to answer, we've talked about that. If you make the conclusion that whatever the point they're making is invalid, you assume you already know what they're going to tell you, or you're trying to figure out how the information fits with what you already know. All of that is part of automatic listening. During creative listening, Mr. Ritter says, you need to decide who's in charge. Do the conversations have you, or you have the conversations? Are your automatic thoughts and responses in charge, or are you? He suggests the first step to creative listening is to be aware of your automatic listener and hit the off button. And ask some questions while you're listening. Listen for what the speaker's commitment is. What are the possibilities about what they're talking about? What can I learn? What's the speaker's reality or perspective? Because everybody has a story. What are the speaker's concerns? Where can we align? Where can we be on the same page? What will work? Because when we're listening creatively, actively, cooperatively, we really want to make something work. And then we can get true collaboration, communication, creativity, trust, wonderful things. So be conscious about your listening, the filters that you allow and don't allow. Makes a difference, especially when you're dealing with the 100-0 principle. And so the International Listening Association has done some research, and that's been shared also in the 100-0 principle. Most of us are distracted, preoccupied, or forgetful about 75% of the time. 3/4 of the time that we should be listening to someone else. We listen at 125 to 250 words per minute and think at 1 to 3,000 words per minute. Immediately after we listen to someone, we can only recall about half, 50% of what was said. And long term, we only remember about 20% of what we hear, most of us. Communication is what is heard, not what is said, is one of the author's principles. That is really important to make sure we're clear about the message, that we take some time to paraphrase, to ask questions, to empathize with what's being said. What tips do you have to improve listening? If you'd like to share, and you're listening live, 347-215-8390. Or pop into the chat room. Or you can always send an email to brainbonanza, BRAINBONANZA, @gmail.com. And the subject line, put listening tips, and I'll share them in the future. Make sure you give me permission. Or let me know if you want me to share anonymously or to use your name. And when we do the 100-0 principle, we expect the zero, and yet most of the time the other person will respond in a similar way. And the relationship shifts from 100-0 to something that looks more like 100-100. And even if the other person doesn't change, you can notice some good results anyway. Because other people and you will feel differently. Victor Borge is one of my favorite entertainers, and I was so grateful to get to see him perform during his lifetime. He did the phonetic alphabet, combined keyboard classical music with humor. He was a wonderful, wonderful, caring man with a great sense of humor. One of his quotes is among my favorites. A smile is the shortest distance between two people. So again, the book is The 100-0 Principle, The Secret of Great Relationships by author Al Ritter, R-I-T-T-E-R, and it is available through simpletruths.com, S-I-M-P-L-E, T-R-U-T-H-S, simpletruths.com. And I hope to soon have a link to Simple Truths at my Brain Bonanza site, because, again, they have wonderful, short, simple books with powerful key ideas. So you can visit simpletruths.com or call them toll-free at 800-900-3422. And they have not only books, but movies, DVDs with key concepts from the different books that they have. They have prints and cards, many resources that can make a positive difference both in your life and in the lives of the people that you care about. So with our remaining few minutes, think about for the next week, what might you do differently to listen better in your communication with others? You might start with a significant other, a child. Do you truly listen to your children and have conversation with your children? Or is it a lot of correction, command? Do this, I need that, you didn't do this. We all get busy. And we sometimes forget. And listen to the way that we talk to the people we love. How do you talk to the people most important in your life? another of my favorites to use with clients and participants is, if you talk to other people the way you talk to yourself, talk to your friends the way you talk to yourself, would you have any? Would you talk to your boss the same way you talk to your kids? And so why are we nicer to people that we're only with a few hours a day than we are to people that we spend our lives with? Sometimes we just get lazy. That little extra effort in your communication can reap huge rewards. To consistently use please and thank you, the common courtesies, to ask, and then to truly listen to an answer rather than prejudging what you think the answer is going to be. And often as parents, we do that. Oh, I know. Well, no, we don't really. So you may say, why are you drinking my water instead of getting your own? And listen to what the answer is rather than saying, oh, it's because you're too lazy to go get your own. That's an assumption and a judgment. And so I know that my son, who just drank my water from down here in my office, his answer was because to that question. He's thirsty. He just came in from outside. And this is quicker than going upstairs? Yes. So when we have those conversations, it is important to truly listen, even if we're frustrated, and to express that. Well, you know, it's frustrating when I don't have very much water and you drink it all. Could you please get me some more water? To take that extra few seconds to listen and to be very conscious and choose how we want to communicate. So I hope that in the week ahead, you either check out simpletruth.com. You can watch this. They have many of their 3-minute or less videos that you can watch on the website. Very inspiring. That's the 100-0 principle, The Secret of Great Relationships by Al Ritter. That you take some time and maybe you play a listening game where you practice with each other, important people in your life, with paraphrasing, empathizing, and decide, are you willing to take the challenge for 100-0 relationships in your life? If you are 100% responsible for communication in the relationship, because you only control yourself, give it a shot. I challenge you. See what happens. And give yourself permission to make mistakes, because it's practice. Remember, it might be a little uncomfortable, and that's okay, Jack Canfield says, because that's when you truly grow. So until next week in the United States, have a wonderful Independence Day celebration, safe celebration. And speaking of listening, to pay attention to how close you are to those fireworks displays. You might want to think about having earplugs for younger children, and maybe even for yourself if you're too close. Because when you damage your hearing, it's irreversible. When those little hairs in the ear canal that you need to have to determine sound waves, when those break, it's permanent. So loud sounds on an iPod headset or computer headphones, those are all very dangerous to your hearing. And so it's really important to protect your hearing. That's part of listening. And be safe and be smart when it comes to pyrotechnics. And we recommend leaving the displays to the professionals. So as you celebrate Independence Day here in the United States, to take some time and reflect on our history, on the symbolism of our flag, it's a great opportunity to review. Do a search and learn a little bit, reflect a little bit about the history of Independence Day. Maybe watch the movie 1776, the musical. However you celebrate, we encourage you also to take a few moments to remember our men and women who are currently serving in our armed forces and our National Guard, who are working to keep people safe. Celebrate safely. Practice effective listening. And thank you so much for listening to me, Miss Melanie, here at Spark Radio. If you have something you'd like to to hear, something you'd like to learn, please send that email to brainbonanza@gmail.com. And we invite you to visit the website, brainbonanza.com, to learn more about the resources available to help you have your best brain at work, at school, and at home. Until next time, take care and stay safe. And listen well.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.